This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Breakfast, landscape, changing. Can you believe this is going to happen?
I'm so excited.
Well, McDonald's is always, you know, you always thought about McDonald's with breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. Burger King breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Croissants, not bad. Mm-hmm.
Hardee's is that breakfast game for a while. Chick-fil-A's.
Hardee's is bae with the cinnamon raisin biscuits. I stand my ground on
Hardee's
that.
Hardee's is incredible with their breakfast.
Go to the one off of Layton by the airport one Saturday morning and get the cinnamon raisin, please. Because you're downtown again.
I've never had. I will now, though. I've never.
Actually, don't, because you won't be able to stop. Am I lying?
Yeah, you'll be pissed that there are so few Hardee's in the area.
You'll be addicted to the cinnamon raisin biscuits if you do it, so don't.
Hardee's does breakfast just really don't. Good. They do.
But now I really want these damn biscuits.
And I've always said Hardee's was
Gibbons
the
and their hash browns are those little nugget hash browns.
Oh,
they're
God,
so
they're
good.
Tater tots.
Oh, they're little nuggets.
Their little nuggets are so good.
Oh,
so
they're
so
like good. Burger King.
Oh,
and they're so good.
Taco Bell. Threw their hat into the ring with their breakfast for a while.
I'm naming all the stuff I can't eat, by the way. The Cinnabon. Right. The Cinnabon things from Taco Bell.
The little balls.
Oh, with the icing inside.
So who's left to join the breakfast game?
It's a fast food.
It is a fast food chain.
Arby's.
It is not Arby's. No, could you imagine roast beef breakfast sandwiches?
No.
You're damn right I can.
Who's left?
We have the meats. Wendy's. Wendy's is entering the breakfast realm, you guys.
Well,
March 2nd. Yeah. I said Chick-fil-A. Wendy's, March 2nd, will have an entire breakfast lineup.
Oh,
I guess
God.
They've tried this before.
Wendy's had breakfast before?
Wendy's did. They did it in like test markets just to see how it went. And it didn't really work in these test markets because they were just trying it out. But they say that they've gotten the formula down. They've got things like a breakfast Baconator. They've got things like make maple chicken croissants. They've got biscuits. They've got croissants. They've got regular buns that they have their burgers on. They've got a frosty Chino, so they've got the frosty with coffee in it, I'm assuming. They'll have coffee.
Wow. And, Did you say breakfast Baconator?
Yeah, breakfast Baconator, bro.
Head explodes.
The Baconator's
six strips of bacon, sausage, egg, and cheese on like a bun, like a burger bun. It looks insane.
God.
I would try it. Why not? By the way, #total total ad for Wendy's breakfast. You should come do some advertising here.
Yes, please.
I got no hate towards Wendy's.
No.
I mean, other than them changing their fries 15 years ago, I'm still upset about that. But other than that, the burgers are so
their
good.
Their burgers are on point.
And
you can tell that they're fresh, not frozen. You can tell. You
said
can
it
tell.
Before, though. I'll say it again. Their spicy chicken sandwich is better than Chick-fil-A, better than Popeye's. And number
Wendy's?
Six. Oh, yeah. The number six. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Always remember to dip your fries in the frosty, too.
So
give that a try.
Who else driving to work is starving right now?
I am so hungry.
Are we all dying now?
Hey, when our intern Kevin gets here, can we send him to go get breakfast? Because I'm really hungry.
You should have told him to stop at Hardee's so Gibbons can have the damn biscuits.
We'll send him to Hardee's. Don't worry.
Oh, God bless America.
Nope.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Justin Bieber. In his new documentary that's going to be on YouTube, which I'm so in to see this.
Yeah.
He talks about how bad his drug use was. He said he used to wake up in the morning. He would start by popping pills and taking a blunt. Or smoking a blunt, sorry.
Oh, Bieber.
Taking a blunt.
Yeah.
A marijuana cigarette.
A cigarette. He said, and that was just when he woke up to start his day. He said it got so scary that his team had to come check on him to make sure he was alive periodically. He said people didn't really know how serious it got.
Jeez.
He said it was legit crazy scary. And then he said he would take things like Molly, mushrooms. He would sip lean, which is, you know, the cough syrup and scissor up. But eventually he decided to get clean because Haley Baldwin wouldn't even date him unless he got sober. So he started working with a brain disorder specialist and using an oxygen chamber. And he said that helped him with his recovery.
It's interesting.
Wow.
But it also helped that she wouldn't date him until he got clean.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, it was the challenge.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we couldn't figure out what it was. This quickie thing that he was so enamored with. I'm like, because, you know, he's done everything in the world that nothing's fun anymore. That's got to be unfulfilling, right?
Yeah. Hey, but if it got
now I see she gave him a challenge.
Yeah. She hit him with the old, you won't stop doing drugs, you won't do it.
And he did.
He got turned on, and now they're married, and let's see how that is in 5 years.
And he did.
I think they're together forever, damn it.
Sure.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Our intern canteen boy.
That's so funny.
Has a little side job he does in the side. Because he doesn't get paid for coming in the morning with us.
No.
No, he just gets paid in college credits to wear Marquette, right?
Yeah.
So, tell us about the encounter that you had over the weekend.
I can't believe
All right, so,
that people talk to you like this when you're bagging groceries at Whole Foods. But I digress. Yeah. Go ahead, my friend.
So, I had three encounters. The first one happened at 9 a.m. on Saturday. I had a customer come in. He was really upset for some reason. And then he whispered something under his breath. I was like, are you all right? He said, you're just slow. I just started working at Whole Foods like 3 weeks ago, so I don't know all the codes yet. And I'm bagging his groceries, or I'm ringing him up. He just keeps going slow, slow, slow.
What? Just like yelling at me.
You're bagging groceries and the guy's screaming that at you.
Yeah, I was scanning him through and I was going so slow that he had to start bagging his two items that he had.
Oh. Well, you're new. You just started those codes.
Yeah.
I couldn't memorize all those codes. Could you imagine? I can't.
Yeah.
Like, what's the number for bananas right now off the top of your head?
4011.
See, that's an easy one, though.
There's like, there's multiple different ones.
Yeah, beefsteak, cherry tomatoes. What kind? Cluster tomatoes.
Hot avocados.
4225 organics 94225.
Well, he knows the organics number too. Papayas,
yeah,
go.
It's just a 9 in front of it. Oh, it I have no idea about papayas.
See, he would have to look some of them up.
But yeah. At 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning to be yelling at the kid, slow.
I would have flipped out.
I told him to go enjoy his weekend, and he said, I'm already having a great weekend.
I'm sure.
Clearly.
Coming and demeaning a kid at a Whole Foods, that's his weekend.
Yeah, what did you say to him? You said it's 9 a.m. What did you say?
It's 9 a.m. on a Saturday at Whole Foods and you come in angry.
Relax.
Yeah, I totally relax.
Get some perspective, bruh.
God, that's kind of crazy.
I'm sure you're not the only person that experiences rudeness either on the workplace or just in public like that.
Definitely not.
Well, you told me that story about the guy screaming slow at you, though. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and
like,
then...
I've been
at a grocery store with someone that's bagging slow. I keep that to myself, and I'm like, all right, this person is either learning, maybe they have a disability. I'm just,
if you're irritated,
bagging,
you don't turn to the bagging kid and go,
say something.
Slow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was just floored by that. I couldn't believe it.
He must have had a dad that hated him. Trust me.
You can top the rudeness of this. You can feel free to text to 71037. Something like this happened to you at work.
People
got harassed too.
Which Whole Foods do you work at anyway?
I work at the one in Wauwatosa.
Sunday. Like Mayfair Collection.
Uh-huh. Sunday, I had a lady come in who started hitting on me, and it was her birthday, so I was required, according to her, to come home with her after because it's customer service.
Does that skank know you're working and it's sexual harassment?
She had no idea. She asked if I had a girlfriend. I told her, yeah. She kept going. And she wouldn't stop. Yeah.
She was insistent on you going home with her.
Yeah.
Because reverse that. If a guy was harassing a girl like that at a store, the cops would have been called.
Yeah.
He would have been dragged off in handcuffs.
If some guy was hanging on me while I'm bagging groceries, going, you got to come home with me. I'd be so freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
and something would be done. Somebody would say something. I'm amazed somebody didn't speak up for you.
It is messed up for the double standard how a drunk chick comes in and won't get off of you at work and...
Nothing.
Everybody just laughs versus if it was a woman, we'd all be horrified.
Well, those are two terrible situations. Now, what's the number for organic bananas?
It's just a 94011.
And who the hell buys organic bananas? They have a peel.
Exactly. Who cares?
Come on, man.
That blows my mind. They have peels. Yes. I get buying organic when it doesn't have a peel because it's been exposed. It has a freaking peel!
Don't get me started on organic stuff, man.
Oh, God.
Triggered!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
You hear like cars being stolen before? And people are just dumb when they do it. They just break a window, smash and grab, and they leave.
Yeah?
Yeah, and yes, go ahead, because you just made me think of something. These guys that got busted in New Berlin stealing mail.
Stealing
mail?
They
were driving around stealing mail in the middle of the night. They were from Chicago. It was on the news.
What?
Stealing people's mail, and then the cops were chasing them. They were throwing mail out the window freaking 43. I'm not even
kidding.
What in
the hell?
Go ahead and steal my mail, dude. Take it.
You're
going to get all my bills and all my junk mail. Go ahead. Take my mail.
Stealing. That's what they do. They go around stealing mail.
You know who would do that? Fibs.
Losers.
That's who.
I'm sure people from Illinois.
Screw you.
Fibs.
Sure. I know people in Wisconsin that steal. In fact, you might have lived with one, so screw you. How about that? Okay.
I hate it when she's right.
Where were we?
Damn
son
it.
Of a bitch. Wanted to talk there, bud.
There's this guy that lives in Milwaukee. He owned a $10 million car. It's a $10 million,
wait, I'm sorry, what?
A $10 million.
That exists?
Yes, it does. It's a very rare car. It's like a French sports car, all right? Oh. So he owns this thing, right? And back in 2001, three people break into his house and steal it. Steal it. Like, it's this crazy heist, and they have it, like, lifted out, and it's done so well that they don't catch the guys when it happens. It's a $10 million car. They, like, broke it down into pieces, had it moved across the world over to Europe.
What?
Re-put it back together, repainted it, and it had this car over there since 2001. Well, this guy, random dude.
And he's been missing it ever since.
Yeah, he's been missing it ever since. Until some random guy goes over there and bids on this car and buys it in Europe, not knowing that it's stolen.
Oh.
So now there's this whole debate going on because the guy who originally owned the car has now passed. So they're trying to figure out how they're going to, what happens with the car. Yes,
where did
$10 million
guy live to begin with?
There are still so many questions, yes.
I want to know, like, was he...
I want a $10 million car. I want to know what makes it more fancy than a $10,000 car.
Nothing.
Fact that it's older than dirt. I mean, that's really all right. It is at the end of the day. My God.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, who knows? It's a 1967 sports car that we will never afford, none of us. So, I'm sure they'll sort that out. No, it's better than a Bugatti.
What?
More expensive, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
There's a family member that I once hated and wanted nothing to do with at all. And now I cannot wait to hang out with this family member today.
What do you mean? I feel like it's anything to do with them.
It's almost like a refresh of a family situation. Let me explain, all right?
Oh, man, please do.
I have a half brother. I have several half brothers. I don't know if you remember this, but maybe a year ago or so.
You didn't know that they lived here.
I did not, because my birth father, who spread his seed around Wisconsin apparently, had birthed many children that are my half brothers that I found out live here, one of them in Waukesha, one of them up in Sheboygan.
Crazy.
I got brothers.
Missed it. Riggs found out that his birth father basically had started another family in like the Sheboygan area at some point before Riggs even lived here.
Which I knew, but I didn't know that the half brothers still lived here. I didn't know they were within driving distance.
Oh, yeah. In Milwaukee, not even Sheboygan, right?
Right. Uh-huh. So initially, I wanted nothing to do with these half brothers because in my mind, I was like, they got to have the birth father. They got to have all the moments with him. And they got all of that childhood growing up that I never got. So screw these guys. I don't want to hang out with these clowns.
That was your view.
Yes.
Whether or not he was this great father for them, in fairness. I just want to say, that was your view.
That was my view.
Yes.
And then come to find out, when all of this happened a couple of years ago, when I told off my birth father, who wanted to come here and visit one of the half brothers, not me, but see one of the half brothers graduate from Marquette, to be a doctor, for Christ's sake. He was coming here to visit him and wanted to maybe meet me for coffee while he was here. So I told my birth father to screw off.
Yeah.
And then I started
to show up for anything, but do you want to come to my other son's graduation?
Right.
Like the big one.
I do. So I started looking into these half brothers because these half brothers heard me talking on the radio and reached out. And I started talking to them and figuring out that they had the same crap growing up that I did.
Yeah,
they had
POS with everyone.
Yeah, they were just as disadvantaged as I was growing up.
You were better off not having him in your life. You were better off. They were screwed more by having your birth father in their life.
And then once he crapped out on them, they were better off because then they had their mom to raise them and not him in the picture anymore. It's gotten better for them.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward to now, and I have my stepfather, who I was looking up to, because my new family, my mom, who had a new husband of 30 years, they've now since divorced. So my family
family you grew up with. You said new family. Even I started getting confused.
Right. The family I grew up with.
The family that you were, your mom and your...
stepfather.
Father who adopted you. Yes.
My adopted father. John, I have a confusing... father. I have a lot of dad issues, if you can't tell.
It's normal nowadays.
You hearing this now?
Totally, yes.
This is normal, dude. But go ahead. I mean, not normal, but you know. Relatable.
But
relatable. Relatable.
Right. But I feel like this recent divorce with my stepdad and my mom has kind of ripped our family apart, so I haven't been talking to my siblings a lot. So I feel like I've found a new relationship with my half-brother. Like it's filling the void
with your dad who your legal father.
Uh-huh.
Not the sperm donor.
Right.
Because your legal father has now divorced your mom and they have all this. Yes.
My adoptive father, who I've now found out has also screwed over my mother as well after 30 years of marriage. So I feel like I have a lot in common with this guy, like my new half-brother.
Yeah.
And I really want to start I kind of want to have a relationship with this guy.
Why not, dude? You got similar stories. I mean, you're both dudes. You have any common interests?
We do.
Well, what the hell? Why not, dude? We get both, a new BFF.
I know. We're going to hang out tonight. He's going to come over to my house. We're going to hang out.
Good.
Oh, which I never thought. If you asked me this 5-6 years ago, if I would ever hang out with my half-brother, I'd be like, hell no. Hell no. I don't want a thing to do with this guy.
Okay, so even though your dad adopted you, did you feel a sense of abandonment from your birth father?
Of course. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm asking because it was my birth.
I don't know. I had two parents who are still married. Uh-huh.
Right. And having your birth father telling you that he doesn't want to be in your life anymore is devastating as a kid. I mean, they don't say it to you like that when you're
a
kid.
Like,
my mom
said that to you?
No.
I was really ready to kill him.
No, he didn't say that to me. He said that to my mom.
I give you just one tip of advice?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a little different because your birth father was around,
yes,
right?
And yes.
Still is. Hold on. You were raised by your stepdad, so you guys have this weird, similar thing going on.
We do. Play a song real quick. I think I can relate with Gibbon because we're talking a little long here, but I don't want to get too deep, but we will after this.
I have like really good advice for this meeting.
You do?
I swear to God, I do.
Thank you. I would appreciate it next.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I'm starting a relationship with my half-brother who I really haven't spent any time with at all. I've had a couple encounters. One chance encounter, we ran into him at a restaurant randomly at Casablanca in Brookfield.
So weird.
How weird is that one time? But he's coming over to visit tonight, my half-brother. And I feel like this is kind of a replacement for my now siblings who are kind of torn apart from a divorce that we just went through in our family.
Oh, man.
And Gibbons, you had advice for me because you've walked this path of having like the stepfather, the birth father leaving type thing.
He had a stepfather and a birth father in his life.
Yeah, I had a stepfather, a birth father. I had years off from talking to my birth father and my siblings.
Am I allowed to say?
Oh, there was alcoholism, drug abuse, domestic abuse, all kinds of stuff.
These things make a difference, though, when a parent's absent. They are relevant.
Yeah, totally.
Isn't your dad in a much better place now?
My dad now is
a father, yes.
I almost cursing. He's a saint. My dad is
relevant to the story.
Sure, 100%.
That's why I had to bring.
Yes,
he didn't
yes.
Just, yeah, there were. But Riggs's dad, I don't. Or
I was going to say
sperm donor.
Sperm donor father.
Problem was.
There was no alcohol. He was just an a-hole. He was just an a-hole.
Okay. Now, serious question about this meeting. He's coming to your house.
Yes.
So it's just going to be the two of you because I'm pretty sure your wife's out of town for work, right?
Yes.
Just the two of you in your house. Do you want this to be like a bro hangout like you and I would have? Or do you
yes.
Want this to be, hold on. Or do you want this to be a serious, let's talk about real life stuff?
I just want it to be a hangout. I'm sure there'll be some real talk
okay.
That'll happen.
How old is the half-brother?
He's 26.
He's like 10 years
old. Dude,
younger.
Okay. If you want this to be the dude hangout, then find common ground in video games. Break out Red Dead Redemption, which you are flipping obsessed with.
Totally am.
Bring him into that world. That'll open up a common ground for conversation, even if it's not that game. Mm-hmm. He's a 20-something-year-old dude. He's going to like video games. So I think that would be your common ground, and that'll be the ultimate dude thing. And from that, who knows what's going to come of it?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know which angle you were trying for.
Well,
like a serious or a...
I want to have real talk with him because I'm not going through... I just went through another divorce.
Yeah.
See, you know why I always thought you didn't want a relationship with your half-brother? You said last break that you didn't want it because you were mad at him because he got your birth father and you didn't.
Yeah. I thought that my birth father ran off with him and made this new family and was like, I'm going to do it right this time and I'm going to raise these kids.
But he was still a
right.
Douche. Uh-huh. Right.
The only thing he did right was spread his seed. That's the only thing. Which
so
is easy to do.
I thought Riggs didn't want anything to do with the half-brothers because of the whole... No, because of something different.
Oh.
That's where I'm going with this. I always thought it was like, you just didn't want to be involved with that side. And like, because he had his father. You have your father who raised you and adopted
yes,
you.
My
and
adopted
I thought,
father,
they're
yeah.
messy, they're dirty, whatever. And then Riggs' life fell apart. And he's like, well, maybe we all have more in common than I think.
Exactly.
Am I being too deep? Or am
no,
I being,
you're not.
Going
I was hoping
far?
You. I was hoping you would go this deep.
Dr.
Because that's,
Allie's back. Okay, I don't know
that's
if I was going too far.
That's where I thought I was going. And thank you for saying that because you just...
Because it actually makes you sound shallow at first, but then in the end, the self-discovery and the growth you had from it is actually a really good thing.
Ding,
that's exactly
ding,
what
ding,
it was.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew it was much deeper, and I'm glad I brought it on the air because I knew that both of you would be able to give me the advice. So
need
thank
a recap.
You.
Recap this time tomorrow?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
So you're hanging with the brother tonight.
Hanging with him tonight, yes.
Half-brother.
Half-brother.
And you could talk smack about your sperm donor father.
Yes. And my half-brother, my adoptive father, too.
Arm wrestling.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You just say you saw a ghost or there was a ghost?
Bro.
And I just thought you said Mama Jeesh, who's still alive and well. So what the hell are you talking about, Gibbons?
One of the freakiest flipping things that has ever happened to me, okay?
Okay.
Full disclosure, I believe in ghosts. I believe in spirits. I believe in all that stuff, okay?
Sure.
So yesterday, Mama G goes out to like Goodwill to go run some errands or whatever. I don't care. I hear Mama G come in the front door of my apartment. You have to walk up some steps and come in another door. She's on the phone. I hear her talking to somebody. I hear her walk up the steps. She goes, hold on, I got to open the door real quick. My dogs run up to the door, start barking because they hear Mama G and they want to see Mama G. I wait about 30 seconds. The door doesn't open. The door doesn't unlock.
Weird.
I go to the door, open it up. There's no one there. Mind you, I didn't hear Mama G walk back down the steps or walk anywhere. So I yell, Mom? Mom? Oh, she must be outside getting stuff from the car. Let me give her a call real quick. Hey, Mom, do you need help carrying stuff in? And she goes, Ryan, I'm at the Habitat for Humanity Restore store in Wauwatosa. What are you talking about?
She wasn't even there.
Wasn't even there.
You said you heard her voice?
I know my mother's voice. She was on the phone and goes, hold on, I have to unlock the door real quick. My dogs are going nuts, which they do when someone runs up the steps.
And you're in a building with only another apartment with college kids, so it's not like there's another older lady saying anything.
Yeah,
you know, the voices would sound different.
And if there were someone going up to the upstairs apartment, because there's two of them,
I would
hear the steps.
Yes.
Yeah. Scared the bejesus out of me.
And the dogs heard her, too, because they went up to the door as well.
They were going nuts, just like they would if she was coming home. And it scared the hell out of me. Now I'm like, is my place haunted? Do I have to have like a ghost hunter come? I know we have our friend Anna who is does ghost tours. Can I get somebody to like look at my house?
I saw a ghost, but I don't believe in ghosts. That's why I'm weirded out.
How did you see one if you don't believe in one?
Because I walked into Pottery's guy's house. I saw like an arm like fling out of the bathroom as I opened the door. I thought it was him running into the bathroom to like jump out at me. And I go, hey. And then he goes, hey. And I hear him, but he's not in the bathroom. He's in the basement. And I went,
chills.
Are the dogs up here?
Holy crap.
He goes, no, because I thought I saw this, like, it almost looked it could have been a brown tail of a dog. It looked like an arm or a tail or something that I saw. And he goes, the dogs are down here. And I'm like, what did I just see? What did I just see? And then a light was on later. And he comes up to me and goes, did you go turn on that light upstairs? I go, why would I have turned the light on upstairs? I said, on the day that I saw something, now a light's on out of nowhere?
We need a paranormal investigator.
I don't even believe in this crap.
Oh, my God.
But I saw something, and nobody was there.
Riggs, your hand is raised.
Are these ghosts following all of us
now?
What
the hell?
What is happening?
My wife travels for work.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
We've pissed the wrong person off and they died.
My wife,
think about this.
My wife travels for work, so I knew that my wife was nowhere near our house. She was in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, my palms are sweating.
The only people in my house are me and my dog, Samson. We're in the basement.
He's with you.
With me. He's with me in the basement. We're throwing his ball in the basement, all right?
Yeah.
I got my iPad down there. I'm watching Truth Be Told.
of course.
Riggs is multitasking, watching a documentary and throwing the ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hear the door from the garage open upstairs. And if you've been in my house before, there's like when you walk in the garage, there's a door in like a hallway where the washer and the dryer are.
An entryway with the washer dryer in it.
Yes.
Between the garage and the kitchen. Yeah.
I heard a door open. I heard footsteps. Very clear footsteps. Like
Shut
not
up.
Just a creak of a floor, but actual footsteps. I freaked the
I was gonna I say you're home
out.
Alone. Didn't you run up?
I went right upstairs. Nobody's there. I'm like, okay, could have been the floors, could have been something else.
Oh.
I go downstairs. I don't hear anything else. I go back upstairs like 15 minutes later.
Jesus.
The washing machine is on.
What?
It's on, but not running. Weirdest thing ever. Weirdest thing ever. We have one of those like electronic, you push the button to turn it on. It was on with like the lights on there. But there's no reason for that to be on. No reason at all for that to be on.
Somebody
it wasn't
texted,
running, but it was on.
Does,
weird.
To 71037, they said, does Mama G have any female relatives that passed on that could be playing a trick on you?
Her grandmother, my nanny, my great-grandmother, she
would have sounded just like her.
No lie. Like she has said that, I know my nanny's always with me. I know my nanny's
somebody
always
else
with me.
Texted into 71037, burn sage.
And Mama G, before this
she
happened,
did?
No, she said she was going, Ryan, we've been through a lot. We're going to cleanse this place of any bad juju, any bad spirits
energy,
we have.
Yeah.
How weird that all three of us have had grave encounters in the last couple months.
That's what I mean. And I don't even, like I said, I don't get into this. I see something weird, I roll my eyes. This time I was like, I saw something.
I'm sweating like profusely right now. I'm creeped the hell out.
And I'm just pissed the ghost didn't at least throw in a load of laundry. I mean, do some laundry. Come on.
Help out.
Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
You look at the calendar, make sure it wasn't October. We're talking about ghosts. in January, February.
Freaked out, man.
Bro.
Uh-huh. Gibbons, tell real quick what you've seen happen at your new place.
I was at home, and I heard my mother, Mama G, open the front door, walk up some steps to our front door of our apartment. She was on the phone. She said, hold on, I have to open the door real quick. My dog started going nuts, which they do whenever someone comes home.
Uh-huh.
The door didn't open. I went out. I looked around, called Mama G. She was not only not at my apartment, she was in Tulsa at a store, 25 minutes away.
Creepy. Creepy. I have a Facebook friend that's actually into this kind of stuff and hunting down ghosts. From Brew City Paranormal. It's Brad Hagen. He just sent me a Facebook message. I think he's calling right now.
Hi, this is Brad Hagen. Returning a message.
Brad! Brad just sent me a message on Facebook. Brad is a Milwaukee paranormal investigator.
No way.
Oh, dude.
So, would you be willing to go out to Gibbons' house and check for any sort of spooks or ghosts or anything like that?
Absolutely.
How do you see if something like that is present? What do you have to do?
Oh, we do a number of things like... Now, I didn't hear the entire story. So was there, you actually saw something as in like a manifestation?
No, I
heard. Or was it just...
I heard the front door open, my mother talking on the phone, walking up the steps, say, I got to open the door real quick. And then that was it. Then I heard nothing, went outside. There was no one there. And my mom was in Tulsa, 25 minutes away.
Okay. Well, in those cases, we probably put a camera on your door and a camera on the steps. And we might have like... digital recorders, see if they can't catch any EVPs, which is
electronic voice phenomena.
Thank you. I just had a brain fart. So.
Oh, look at you, Riggs.
See? So that's what you do. You would listen for sounds, and you would look for, like, what, thermal images or something like that to see if there was some sort of a change in the temperature for ghosts?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to know.
a camera that's like the one on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
It'll show, like, if there's a skeleton, you know, a skeleton could show up there, which could be a ghost.
What, now, what happens if you see something and find something, then what do you do? Can you get rid of it? Can you ghost bust? Do you just live with it? What do you do?
Well, we personally don't get rid of. We recommend somebody else to do that. But we would just try to communicate and see why it's there. Does it have any, like, anything to tell you? Does it have...
unresolved
am
business.
Am I the only one that doesn't want to know? Yeah. I'm freaked out.
Oh, dude, I need to know now.
I live in ignorance.
Yes, I want to know. If something's haunting my house, I want to know what it is. Why aren't you paying rent? Why aren't you doing chores at least? What the hell is going on? What do you want?
Hey, man.
I want answers.
God.
All right, Brad, I'll have Gibbons reach out to you on Facebook.
Sounds great.
Awesome, nice. Dude. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool.
Oh, no problem. You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Are you too?
You're going to meet a real-life Ghostbuster, Gibbons.
I am.
It's freaking me out.
I am so excited.
Allie just wants to live in ignorance. She doesn't want to know.
I want to be dumb. Don't tell me. There's no ghosts. I'm good.
Bro.
I'm living in a fantasy over here, baby.
You're both coming over, and we are going ghost hunting, baby. I am so excited.
I'm busy. Bye.
I'll be there. We'll get Allie drunk. She won't know what's going on.
Fine,
here.
Fine, I'm in.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. We got tickets to Disney on Ice all week long and another chance to hook those up tomorrow morning, 7:45 a.m. All right.
Yeah.
So 22 hours from now?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Almost exactly. Good math.
Look at that. It was easy math, Gibbons. I just had to subtract 2 from 24.
I know, but I saw you working to try to figure it out.
I know. Normally, I'm not that smart. And by normally, I mean always I'm not that smart. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? Huh?
Yeah.
I learned something about Gibbons.
Oh.
I learned that Gibbons apparently has a need for Ghostbusters at his house because he heard his mother, Mama G, walking into the downstairs of the house, which is, you're living with your mom now, right?
Uh-huh. Well, she's living with me. Yes.
She's living with you.
Uh-huh.
But you heard her open the door, walk up the stairs and say, hold on, I gotta open the door. But no one was there.
No one was there. I called her. She was in Wauwatosa at a store. Like, nowhere near us. Not even close. Yeah. Scared the hell out
weird.
Of me.
Freaky.
Just
and the,
a little bit.
The three of us all have had ghost encounters in the last like week.
And I don't even believe in that crap. Yeah, so imagine how I felt. And when you told me in the week, it's like, someone's haunting us.
Someone is. Someone's coming after this morning show.
All the people I want dead are still alive. So it's not them. I thought Gibbons would like that one.
That's pretty funny.
It's true.
That's true.
All the people I want dead are still alive, okay? They're not haunting me. and all the people,
and all the people I wish were alive are now dead.
Right?
Damn it!
What
right?
in the
Damn
hell?
It. That's a song.
It is.
Oh my
it's
god!
It's a country song, if anything.
Everybody I want dead is still kicking it.
Son of a...
Everyone is alive and dead yet.
Oh, my God.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned that our poor intern canteen boy, you know, the guy's working at Whole Foods. He's making decent money at Whole Foods, but he keeps getting harassed by people at, like, 9 in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, hit him up. You're going slow. You're slow, slow, slow. Yeah, about the way the kids
banging. The guy, he just started this job. Give him a second.
Even if he didn't just start, who screams at a boy bagging your groceries and couldn't get it out?
Who needs their groceries like, that fast?
Come I wouldn't on. Even scream slow at the smart. I wouldn't even scream slow at Bill Gates if
no.
he was moving slow.
No.
I want my bagger to go a little bit slow. That way he's being careful with things. He's not putting cans on top of the bread, for Christ's sake.
Thank you very much, man. Yeah.
All right, here's what I learned on the show today. Riggs is going to hang out with his half-brother, who he has no relationship with.
Yep, what a
builder.
The
guy lives here, and they have the same sperm donor father. And Riggs has decided he's turned a corner, and he wants to have a relationship because he was mad at the kid for no reason. He was mad at the kid. He should be mad at the dad. The dad sucks.
Yep,
amen.
And now Riggs is going to hang out with him today, and we'll see how it goes.
Yes.
So good luck bonding over the loser sperm donor.
Yes.
Yeah.
You might need a little of that in your life.
We can bond over our dad issues.
Don't avoid the dad with the half-brother.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Hells I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow morning at 7:20.
I want to know.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Catch up with show number 843 at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.